a very blessed Sunday morning to all, not just an average Sunday morning, but the Sunday before Christmas, the Sunday before Hanukkah begins. You know, it is an honor to have you each and every Sunday morning or whenever you're listening on podcast 24/7 to join with you with the love of God, with the faith of God, and with all that's good, with the righteousness, the reason that God lives and brings us in the image of God. So good morning in this holiday season. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB, Inspiration and Religion. You know, this year, and I can't remember when this happened before, that Hanukkah begins on the evening of Christmas Day. So it is certainly a double blessing. You know, Hanukkah always begins on the 25th day of the Hebrew month of Kislev. If you're spelling it in English, K-I-S-L-E-V, the 25th day of Kislev. And the Jewish calendar, if you know, is a lunar calendar, runs on the cycle of the moon, so it doesn't match up with the calendar that the United States use, that Christians use, that most of the world uses. And normally Hanukkah is sometimes, it could be late November, it could be early December, mid-December, but this year it's the blessing. So we have to say thank you to God for making this certainly a week of joy, a week of blessings. But I need to tell you, it's so easy with the holidays coming up to get distracted amid all what I could only term as the chaos of the holiday season. You know, many of my friends, many of you are traveling. It is a blessing to travel, to be able to travel, to go anywhere that we want in this blessed country of the United States of America or anywhere in the world, but it can be a little stress-filled, a little chaotic. So don't lose focus as you're traveling or a staycation or a vacation on the real meaning of this week, the real meaning of this holiday season. And often it's a struggle in which it's so hard to pay attention to the meaning of Christmas, to the meaning of Hanukkah, with all the materialism and the gifts and the secular celebrations. So we say, thank you, God. Please help my family and I remember the true meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of Hanukkah. They are events that bring joy to our world. For Hanukkah, if you don't know, it's a day that we remember when the small band of Jews called the Maccabees defeated the mighty, mighty Greek empire who wanted to force us to believe in their gods, who wanted us to follow their holidays, to dress like them, to eat like them, to speak like them. And it is certainly a holiday that we remember that we live in such a blessed country that is protected by God, that we have the freedoms to follow the religion, tradition, and customs that are in our families, that are in generation to generation, and we should never be forced to follow the traditions, the religions, the holidays of others. We have our own. You have your own. They are all the blessings to us. We live in a country that we have the freedom, and so many thousands upon thousands of thousands have died for those freedoms in war after war after war, and we should never, ever take that for granted. So we say thank you, God, as we inch towards Christmas, as we inch towards Hanukkah. Please continuously renew our hearts and minds as you help us and our families remember the as we say, the reason for this season. Thank you. Thank you for sending these holidays, for giving these holidays into our lives and giving them to the world. Please don't let me get distracted by gift giving, by cooking, by other traditions instead. Help me keep focused on you, God, on the prayers and blessings as we end this year of 2024 and we go into the new year of 2025. Let us start each day of this holiday season with prayer. We invite you, God, to help us focus on your love, on your gifts, on this joy of the holidays. Use this holiday season to deepen our faith and keep our focus on you, God, during this special time of the year. Certainly, the most important prayers of this holiday season are prayers of gratitude. We should always have an attitude of gratitude each day that we wake up. That's how we start the day, with love. And that can spread, that can be contagious. We always speak about there are things in this world that we certainly don't want to be contagious, but gratitude is certainly one of them. It spreads from you, it spreads from me, it spreads to all. So in this week of Christmas, in this week of Hanukkah, we have gratitude. We celebrate the true meaning of why you created us. You know, God didn't have to create us, but God did. What's the reason? What's the reason? Well, God created us to have a partner in this world, to have a friend in this world. So we should wake up, and as soon as we open our eyes, we should point up to the sky and say, God, thank you for giving me this brand new day. This is the day, as King David wrote over 3,000 years ago. This is the day the Lord has made. As you gather with family and friends for the holidays, use prayers of thankfulness when you are together with them, so all can be blessed by you. If no one else is starting prayers of gratitude when you sit down to eat, or when you hug each other, or when you're in the same room as each other, you start those prayers. Prayer is not supposed to be hard. You know, when I was watching on YouTube this wonderful skit in a Broadway show by Carol Burnett, not on her old television show, but she was on Broadway, and she said to the folks on stage with her, we should pray. Let's pray now. And there was a pause, and she said, does anybody know a prayer? And the audience started laughing. And they laughed because prayer is not something you have to really think about. It's not difficult. As we always say, what is prayer? It's just a conversation with God. It's no particular words. You don't have to have a prayer book in front of you. You don't have to speak a different language. You don't have to speak Hebrew. Don't have to speak Latin. Don't have to speak Greek. It is a simple conversation with God, like you would have with a family member, with a friend. And let me tell you, God even understands the silent meditations of our own hearts. The silent prayers, often called that still small voice. So when you get together with your family, before you start eating, before you turn on the football games on Christmas Day or Hanukkah night, say, thank you, God, for allowing us all to come together, for all of us to travel in safety, for all of us to enjoy the gifts we were about to receive, the food we are about to eat, the hugs and kisses we are about to give and already gave. That, my friends, is prayer. So prayers, whether they are on Hanukkah or Christmas, are a meaningful way to reflect on God's gift to us and the blessings of this season, as well as to seek God's guidance and support for the new year of 2025 ahead. These prayers of gratitude and hope help us to center our hearts, souls, and minds on God's love and faithfulness, reminding us that He is our provider and protector. So as you get together and you gather with your family, consider just simple blessings of the heart, just a conversation with God together. Sit around with your family and say, by the fireplace, if you have a fireplace, say, we're going to go around now. And each of us is going to say something that we are thankful for, something in our life. And don't let people get off so much as saying, I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for this house. Well, yes. Yes, you are. But those are easy outs. Be more specific. What are you thankful about this family for? What are you thankful about this house for? Give more details from your heart, from your soul. So go around in a circle and ask everybody, say what you are thankful for, and be, you know, lots of details, you know, so everybody can join in and they can remember and they can bring joy in their hearts. Have everybody give a little anecdote, a little story of something they are thankful for to bring smiles to their hearts. And the children that are with you, the teens and younger, can learn about what, you know, their aunts, their uncles, their parents, their grandparents that are sitting right by them are thankful for. And then when it gets to the children's turn, children say the best things and they will tell you what they are thankful for. And if they say, I don't know, don't let them off. Don't let them off so easy. And it'll be a wonderful exercise of love in this holiday season. And consider these simple, thankful, gratitude and blessings to express thanks for what we have received and to ask God for his wisdom, strength, and grace in this coming year as we all say amen. So just as a beginning, bow your head. And if you're driving, do not bow your head, but just listen. We say, I ask you, God, that you would bless my family during this season and continue to guide us along your path. I also pray for blessings for the rest of the holiday season and in the year ahead for myself, for my family, and for my loved ones and community, for all those in my circle of love and my circle of life, as we all say, amen. We also say amen, of course, for our sponsors on this wonderful program, without whom we would not be able to be on air, on podcast, to give you faith each and every day. We say thank you to Bonnie and her staff at the wonderful Men's and Boys Store in the Warminster Shopping Center in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Award-winning, and oh boy, are they award-winning. The best of this, the best of that, in this voting, in the public, in this publication, in this magazine, all the time. They are currently stocked with all the winter clothing merchandise needs for all the men and boys and their families. We have suits and sports coats, khaki, sportswear, shoes for all your winter weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and wonderful custom tailoring too. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philadelphia and Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road. And the holiday parties are coming up. The holiday family gatherings are coming up. Your business get-together, tuxedo sales and rentals for weddings, for charity events, the holiday season. If you're going on a cruise this week, stop in the Men's and Boys Store and any formal occasion. Here come the parties. They have gift certificates. They have Pollyannas. They have casual attires for parties. Great ideas for any get-together this holiday season. Give Bonnie a call 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. And by the way, you don't have to live in Warminster or Bucks County to visit. I live in South Jersey, and whenever I go there, I see folks from all over the Delaware Valley. Why? Cause they are simply the best. Give Bonnie a call or stop in at 320 York Road, the men's and boys store. And when you go in, tell Bonnie I said hi and give her a big hug from me. And on them, we all say amen. You know, we also say amen for our ability to travel to family and friends on this holiday season. But we also know that there are those in our lives who were with us in past holiday seasons, even last year, that are not here this year. And we remember them, and they will always be in our hearts. And they will be with you the holiday season. They are the angels that guide us into goodness and righteousness, and they help us with all our dreams and goals and inspirations. They are with us. We stand on their shoulders. We are here because they were there. We live in their trials and tribulations, but we also live in their goodness and righteousness, and their successes and achievements. They are passed down from generation to generation. So when you get together with your family and friends, please take time to remember them, talk about them, teach about them to the children that you are with, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. It's so important to remember that we are here, of course, because they were there. And for them, we all say amen. So in the rising of the sun and at its going down, we remember them. As the fall has turned into the chill of winter, we remember them. As the winter we are in now will soon turn into the rebirth of spring, we remember them. When we get together with families for so many wonderful life cycle events and holidays, we remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them. So long as we live, they too will live, for they are now a part of us, as we will always remember them. And as we all say, amen. You know, part of the holiday season, as we always say, the reason for the season is not only to focus on the holidays themselves, but to focus on why God has given us these holidays and allowed us to get together and allowed us to share. Because life is so difficult. You know, some of us, all of us at some points are in the valley in one aspect or another, whether it be financially or physically, emotionally, spiritually. And by the way, so many people that you know are not able to travel for the holidays because of their physical nature, whether they are sick, whether they are in the hospital, whether they have an injury that they are recovering from. You know, modern technology has a lot of negatives, but certainly it has a lot of positives as well. If somebody close to you is not able to travel because of something that is physically not right with them, bring them into your family celebrations through the use of modern technology. Use Zoom, use FaceTime, use any modern technology that they can be with you. If not right in the room with you, but on, you know, they could be in the room with you through Zoom or FaceTime or any other technology that you want to use. That will be such a blessing to them, and it'll be such a blessing to you. You know, every week I have the honor and privilege to officiate funerals. And I always tell families there are certainly going to be family members who want to be at the funeral that just simply can't because of their physical nature. They just can't be there. Bring them in. And you know what? Families do. They hold up their phones with folks and you see their faces, and sometimes they speak, sometimes they, you know, they say words, they give a speech or a eulogy, and that is certainly a blessing for all that was there. So bring loved ones into their family celebrations, even if they can't be there physically, they can be with you, as the kids say, virtually, and that is certainly such a blessing for everyone there. So as you celebrate this holiday season, let prayers lead the way. Bring in God to your holiday season, even if you are not one that goes to services, that belong to a house of worship. That's okay. You don't have to. God is not just within the four walls of a church or a synagogue. God is everywhere. You know, when you walk into, just for example, when you walk into a Jewish home, usually you see what's called a mezuzah on the front doorpost outside on the door. And on every one of the mezuzahs is the Hebrew letter shin, or the whole word that shin stands for, which is Shaddai. And that means God is omnipotent, or as you might say, omnipotent. God is all powerful. That means God is everywhere. So wherever you are, that is where God is. So even if you're not a churchgoer, even if you don't go to church on Christmas, you know, that's okay. God is everywhere, not just at the Christmas service in church, or if you go to synagogue on Shabbat, or if you don't go to synagogue on Shabbat. Remember, when we get together with family, God is there. Why? Because love is there, and wherever love is, that's where God is. So join hands where you are for your family celebration. Join hands and simply say, we want to thank God for bringing us together. We want to thank God for allowing us to be together. We want to thank God for giving us these holiday seasons as an opportunity to slow down, turn up the quiet. You know, when you're together with family, turn off the TVs, turn off the football games, turn off the holiday movies, right? Turn up the quiet, turn up the prayer, turn up the joys in life as we gather together, and you will find when you do that, love is in the room, and you will definitely feel the love of God. And on that certainly, we can all say, amen. So as we close the end of 2024, I wanted to remind you that when we are in the valley, again, whether it be financially, which is common, or physically, which is common, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, if you're finding your path a little or a lot difficult, please remember, it's because your purpose is much bigger than you thought. Let's say that again. Yeah, and this is one of the sticky notes reminders that I want to give you, that I want you to put on a little sticky note and put on your bathroom mirror or put on your refrigerator. If your path is difficult, it's because your purpose is much bigger than you thought. God has something bigger for you with your given mission and your given purpose in life. And please, please remember that. I wanted to also remind you of our wonderful sponsor, Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Drs. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And I wanted to remind you that they are my parents, Dennis. So if my parents trust them, and they do, and love them, as and they do, so should you. And on them, we say amen. So we close today in this holiday season with a prayer. And I want to wish everyone a blessed Christmas, a blessed Hanukkah, a blessed family time together, whether you are on a staycation or a vacation, a righteous and a good holiday season. We close on these words. God, this holiday season is a time of gratitude, a time to thank you for the blessings we have received throughout the year. It is a special opportunity to pause and offer up prayers of thanksgiving, expressing our deep appreciation for your love, grace, and guidance. God, thank you for all you have given us in our lives. We are especially grateful at this time of the year as we reflect on your giving and your love for us and the love you have placed in our lives. This time of year, it's so easy to see that there are those who are less fortunate than we are, who aren't always able to give to their families the celebrations and gifts that some of us can afford. Please help us give to them as well. Give to charities and nonprofits. Give some of our time and a lot of our hearts to those organizations that need us, to our community members that need us. Remember that we should always give thanks to God for what we have. There are those in our community who pray for the things that we take for granted. God, today and always we give thanks for all the blessings you have given us. We are safe from harm. We have food to eat. And despite the challenges in our lives, we know that we are blessed. And on that, have a beautiful, blessed week, everyone. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.